This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A snowy cold front means a windy afternoon and evening in the Chicago area. A wind advisory is in effect until midnight for the Chicago metro area. Here's National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Burke.
We're talking wind gusts potentially 45 miles an hour and possibly even briefly 50 to 60 miles an hour. That's when we'll really see the temperatures start to drop off. So it's possible any lingering moisture that's on the roads from any of the snow showers could start to refreeze.
Expect slippery conditions on the roads while you're driving later today with reduced visibility. Sources tell WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times the Chicago Board of Education has offered the head of the school district a buyout. This latest development was first reported by the Tribune. Two sources say Chicago Public Schools CEO Pedro Martinez has not taken the offer and wants to continue in that job. Job recommendations Michael Madigan presented to Governor J.B. Pritzker are emerging as a focus in the former speaker's federal corruption trial in Chicago. My colleague Dave McKinney reports federal prosecutors called Madigan's former chief of staff to the stand to go over dozens of individuals the then speaker wanted Pritzker to hire. Madigan's defense team pointed out the potential hires did not come just from Madigan, but also current House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch and the former House Majority Leader. Defense lawyers presented a document showing fewer than half the people on Madigan's clout list actually landed anything under Pritzker. Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Jeffrey Eugenides is back in the Midwest embracing his Greek heritage. Eugenides hails from the Detroit area and has authored books like Middlesex and The Virgin Suicides. He's written about the Greek immigrant experience in conjunction with his Midwestern upbringing. He'll appear at the National Hellenic Museum for a public talk shortly after being sworn in as a Greek citizen at the Greek consulate here in Chicago.
I grew up with half the family being composed of Greek immigrants and speaking only Greek, like my grandmother could only speak Greek. So I'm lucky to be able to reclaim my citizenship rather than earn it because I don't speak Greek. And in many ways, I'm not a worthy citizen.
Eugenides will speak Thursday night at the National Hellenic Museum. And today is the 55th anniversary of the death of Chicago civil rights activist and Black Panther Party leader Fred Hampton. My colleague Adora Namigade reports the DuSable Black History Museum and Education Center is hosting tours and programming today to honor Hampton. Kim Delaney leads education efforts for the museum and says Hampton's Black Panther Party did a lot to lift up disenfranchised Black people in Chicago.
They started a hospital for treatment, so Black people weren't being treated at some of the major hospitals. The diseases that were prevalent in Black communities weren't even getting attention.
The Hampton House in suburban Maywood will host a concert tonight at 8 o'clock to mark the occasion. A very cold day, cloudy and windy, some scattered rain turning to snow and a high in the upper 30s. Cloudy and blustery tonight, some scattered snow showers and a low in the teens. And Thursday, sunny, blustery and cold with a high in the upper 20s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.